last week we spoke about the three levels of emunah, three different types of emunah. The first one being the derech hachakira, through philosophizing, through contemplating, whether it's in muskalos or just from introspection on the bria, how a person can come to the conclusion that there's a bayir in this world and there's a manik in this world. We explained that was the derech of Avram Avinu. Then there was the derech of Yitzchak, which was the derech of Yisrael. And once Avram Avinu had paved the way for Yit to have emunah, he created a chazaka, because Yitzchak was going to be mahaher after his father. Once we have Avram, who to thank to have done the dirty work, what was necessary to understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the idea. So Yitzchak is the one who stays true to that Messiah, which Avram Avinu had paved for him. And the third one, which is called the two of them, was the Emunah of Yaakov. Yaakov is the Ishtam Yeshev Ohelen. He's the person who embodies Emunah Tmima of Kadosh Baruch Hu. That Yaakov Avinu creates a chazaka, a chut hamashula, that it's a nachala, it's a yerusha which he gives to Bnei Yisrael. That if a yid is just simple, that if he knows himself, if he's true to himself, naturally he'll be able to be oimed on the fact that there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world, that he's the Bar in the Malik. We explained that that's the pshat for Yehi Yodav Emunah. And in Svarim we know that Avram is connected to the right hand, Yitzchak is connected to the left hand, and Yaakov is connected to the third hand, which is the torso, which can be used as a hand also for support. So of this, the Pasuk says, Vayehi Yodav Emunah, that there are hands of Emunah. Avram has a hand, Yad HaGadayla, seeing the Godless Hashem in the Bria, Yitzchak is the Yad HaChazaka, which is the Chazaka and the Messiah, and the Yad Rama, which is the Tiferes, the Remumus of the Midah, the Tmimus, which is really the main way of the three, the Bechir Shabbat Avos, the final Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Ayin Sham, for the details of that. The reason why we mention it again is because it's a segue into the next half, which is the fact that as you go down the body, you encounter more Drachim in Emunah. Not only is there Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, but there's more. The difference is that there is the way of the Yadayim, and then when you go below the belt into the Raglayim, it's going to be more Mahalchim in Emunah. It's the Ragli Emunah. But before we go there, Yaakov has a counterpart, and that's called Yisrael. But there's the Emunah called the Emunah of Yaakov, which is the Tmimus that a Yid uses to find a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then there's the Emunah of Yisrael, which is even higher than Yaakov. So now, what's the difference between Yaakov and Yisrael? You know, for many Svarim, the difference between Yaakov and Yisrael is that Yaakov implies a lower level of the Midah of Yaakov, whereas Yisrael implies a higher level. Yaakov is a Lashon Ekev, which is the heel, which is low, whereas Yisrael is a Lashon Sar, Yashar, the Maila. And the same is true in that if we put together, if we put Yaakov's Amunah up against Yisrael's Amunah, as we'll see, that the Mahalach of Yisrael is a deeper, it's a deeper and more enriched way of having Amunah in the Kodesh Baruch. And they're very similar, just like Yaakov and Yisrael is the same person. It's just a different name. The difference between Yaakov and Yisrael is very similar, but different. Subtly different, but profoundly different. Whereas Yaakov is the Inyan of Emunah, that if a Yid is true to himself and he goes between us, he'll find a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yisrael is the Inyan that if a person is Neshamadik, then he has Emunah. Yisrael connotes that a person is a chelek alokam imah. ki chelek Hashem amai. The fact that a yid has a neshama, chelek alakamimah, gives him a dveikus in that emuna, which the tmimus will not give him. One of the milas we've explained about the derech of tmimus in emuna is that it's even shayach for nashim and ketanim. But it doesn't necessarily mean that if you're an isha or if you're a yeled, if you're a katan and you have emuna tmima, that you're going to have dveikus with that. You're going to be margish a dveikus. The emuna dveikus be emuna is a bechina disra. So whereas, of course, it comes with tmimus. In fact, you could probably only get to it with tmimus. But it's more than just the tmimus which you have biyirusha, which is like a haftacha, that if you're a tamim, then you'll be able to be oimed on emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. It's ruchni. It's not sichli. It's that if a person knows in the more that he is true to himself and lives a neshama life, and he starts to live like a neshama does, then he'll have dveikus in that emunah, which is different than the inyan of Yaakov. One is b'derech ruchni, and one is b'derech seichel. What I mean by seichel, of course, that tmima seems like it's the opposite of seichel, but it's not as ruchni as the neshama is. The sinyin of emuna is, as the pasuk says, "Mimakor Elokei Yisrael." It's the makor of the yid. It's called the Elokei Yisrael, the Elokus. And B'nai Yisrael were zeiche to this emuna of experiencing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of being the Shamadik by Matan Torah. So therefore, the inyan of Tmimus, which is in Emunah, which is the Yerusha from Yaakov, that comes as the Yerusha from Yaakov. That's Nachalas Yaakov Avicha. That goes all the way back to Yaakov, and that's something which is the DNA of a Yid, because he comes from Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. But the Neshama and the Emunah which comes from the Neshama, you're not telling Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov for that. You have that because you stood on Har Sinai and you were makabel it directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the pasuk says, "Vayiru Elokei Yisrael." They saw the Elokei Yisrael. By seeing Elokei Yisrael at the Saladas, you saw with your own eyes. You received the neshama by seeing with your own eyes Elokei Yisrael, because you stood on Har Sinai. Yes, mikoyach the avos hakadoshim. Of course, everything is in their schuz. But because you stood there just like they stood there at Har Sinai, you relocate, so you zechet to neshama, which is yechelik al kamimal, and that's your direct kesher in dveikus through your emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't come to hishtalshalos from Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov; it's you directly, and that's why it's called Yisrael. Yisrael means yashar keil. It's direct. It's a direct experience which you have implanted in you, etched in you forever because you stood in Har Sinai. That experience of Matan Torah, that's your elokeisa. And that's the Maile Yisrael has of Yaakov. And that makes the Emuna B'derech Yisrael higher than the Emuna B'derech Yaakov. And we find that, as we explained somewhat last week, that it was Yaakov when he was encountered by the Malach of Esav and they got into this battle. So he was able to hit him. Take a kafi arach Yaakov. Now, where did he hit him? He hit him in the legs. And we explained last week that he hit him in the place of Avraham and Yitzchak. Because the raglaim, that which supports Yaakov, the torso, which is Yaakov, are the legs of Yaakov, which is Avraham and Yitzchak. He found a place to hit him either in the chakira shabo or in the mesora shabo. Those are susceptible to emolah. Although he didn't hit Yaakov in the torso, he didn't hit Yaakov himself, which is above the belt, but he hit him below, in the place that, and that affected Yaakov Avinu. Because, sof kol sof, the emunah of Yaakov is based on the emunah of Avraham Yitzchak. So it weakened Yaakov. It didn't hit Yaakov himself, but it did weaken Yaakov, because Yaakov is an entire body. It was machdash Yaakov, and he couldn't walk the way he could walk before. It did weaken his sense of emunah to a degree.
How are Avraham Yitzchak, can I get the raglaim here? You said that he was hitting the legs, and he said that the legs were Avraham and Yitzchak because they were the emunah that actually based off of.
When you look at Klai Yisrael as a whole, then you see Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov as being three raglai, three yadai. But when you look at Yaakov himself, then the support, that which gives Yaakov's emuna in Amida,
so,
is his legs, which is Avraham and Yitzchak.
Okay, so,
that's the difference. Okay. Whether you're looking at Klai Yisrael as a totality, in which case every limb corresponds to a different one of the Yishpizim, or if you're looking at Yaakov himself, which is how we're looking at him now, his support is Avraham and Yitzchak. Those are his red line. And that's what he was hit.
Okay.
But who was hit? Only Yaakov was hit. Yisrael was not hit. It was only after Yaakov was hit that the Malach says, I'm giving you the name Yisrael now. And after he's given the name Yisrael, he has a healing. But the name Yisrael was never hit. Fakert. He was given the name Yisrael, Kisarisa im Elohim b'manashim atucha. This Yisrael is immune. It's invincible to Elohim and to Anashim. There's nothing which can be pogim or can be machlish v'emuna b'derech Elokei Yisrael. It's a very important point. Yaakov can have a chalishas. He can fall, which is why it's called Ekev. But Yisrael cannot. It's like Shana. Always goes to the top. That's why we say Yisrael, afal pi shechata, Yisrael. We don't say Yaakov, afal pi shechata. Yisrael, afal pi shechata, Yisrael. A chait could be machadish the emunah of Yaakov. It can cause a person to be weakened in his tmimus and not to be nimshachach of the emes, like we explained last week, that if a person is tam, he follows the aleph and he's echa to the emes of the emunah. Not so by Yisrael. There's an akuda called Yisrael in the mensh that the chait is not poking there at all. It's immune. And that's why we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad, which is of course it's to remind us of the experience of Ma'an Torah. It's the Shema Yisrael. You're tapping into a different place. You have to know what that is. Yaakov, there's a Chalishas in Yaakov. It's Shaykh Chalishas in Yaakov. That's because it's also, albeit it's higher than Seichel of the Chakiras of Messiah, not Tachas Ateva, like as much as the Messiah and the Chakira. But it is. It's part of the physical DNA of Yid. This is the spiritual DNA of Yid. It's Elokei Yisrael, which is in Yid. And in that sense, Yisrael is higher than that.
Was he always Israel, or he became Israel in that moment?
He became Israel in that moment. Pashut Shalom. So now we have Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Israel. And then we go lower. But before we go lower, we have to cross the belt, the garter. And the Gatel is going to make a very big distinction when it comes to the difference between the Emunah of the Yadayim and the Emunah of the Ragayim. The difference being is that the Yadayim are Biskalia. Everybody can see your Yadayim. But the Ragayim is Biskasia. The Ragayim is the place of Erva. It's a concealed place. What that tells us immediately is that when we discuss the Emunah of the Yadayim, the Yehi Yad of Emunah, we can explain it b'derech haseicha, and it's available, it's open, it's bizgalia. Everybody is shaykh to this. Everybody in Klai Yisrael is very easy to explain to them. It doesn't take much to be a mindman because of what Yerusha of Avim is like in Yaakov and Yisrael. But when you go below the belt, you go into a pnimius of emunah. There's emunah, there's skulos in emunah, where doesn't necessarily talk to the seichel, but there are ways to bring out emuna, the derech skula, because of the skulos that we have the Yerusha. And although we may not be able to explain them as well, but derech haseichel, but they're even more potent because they come from Olam Ruchni. And Yisrael is really like the changing from where it starts to go. It's like the emsa'i, where we go from the adayim to the raglayim, from the Nigla to the Nista, when we speak of Emunah. That's why the Pasuk says by Mashiach, Be'emunah Eizor Chalata. We say every day, Eizor Yisrael Begvura. Right? That belt is called the Eizor Yisrael. Because the Yisrael, the Lekei Yisrael, is considered to be now the flip when we go from Hisgalia to Hisgasia at the waistline of what we call this embodiment of Emunah. And Mashiach wears a garter called Emunah, the Pasuk says. Mashiach says, Emunah Eizor Chalatzah. That Mashiach wears a garter of Emunah. Because that Gartel Emuna represents the transition from Emuna Sayadayim, which is a Visgalia, which is a revealed understanding of Emuna, to the Pnimius, to the place of the Raglayim, which is the Makam of the Erva. Ragleha Yordos Mavas, which is a much deeper understanding of what the idea of Emuna is. The first tzaddik, or the first Eder, which we encounter when we come to the Pnimius of Emuna, is Moshe Rabbeinu, which is Netzach, which is connected to the third, which is connected to the regal Yomini. We find by Moshe Rabbeinu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu declares upon Moshe Rabbeinu his own emuna. As the pasuk says, "V'gam decha yaminu le'olam." When Hashem gives the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, He says they will believe in Me forever, and in you they will believe forever. V'gam decha yaminu le'olam. And the Rishonim explain, "V'gam decha yaminu le'olam." What does this mean? That they will believe in Moshe forever? A pasuk pshat. And it's one of the Yidgin Ikri Emunah. As it is a chiev to be Ma'amin in the Nevuas Moshe, and that he's Rabban Shem Kol HaNavi. Korach challenged that. Right? And he paid for it. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ki loy mi libi, everything I say, I'm Shtuch Hashem Malkum to the T. I'm not Mishana Ki Yizeh. That Emunah, that although Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah, it was Mipia Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he was Av Bechol Beisi Neman Hu, that he's Neman Takadosh Baruch Hu, he has Emunah Takadosh Baruch Hu. That Emunah, believing the Emunah that Moshe has Takadosh Baruch Hu, that's the simple understanding of a Gam B'chol Yaminu Le'olam. It's a foundation in Emunah. But aside from being a foundation in Emunah, it's also a Segula in Emunah. The Zohar Kodesh tells us there's an idea. And we've mentioned it before, especially by Adar, we spoke about it. It's Spashtusa de Moshe b'chol dar v'dar. That the neshama of Moshe has a hispashtus in every generation. Like the Rashi Tevas Mashahayu Hu Sheyihyeh, right? Rashi Tevas Moshe. Moshe goes with us in every single generation. Although we can't see Moshe then, of course. What that means is that the Tzadiki Hador are the embodiment of Moshe. And as the Gemara says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala, every single Chiddush, Shetalmid Vasek Asi B'chadish, that every single person with B'chadish comes to Moshe, every single Chiddush which is said with Dori Doris comes from a Nitzot to Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what I'm saying. Like Rav Nachman says, and other Tzadikim say, whenever the Gemara says, Moshe Shafi Kamra, that the Tzadikim are called Moshe, means that there's a nitzitz of Moshe in the Tzadiki Ador, which is the transmission of Torah, and also the chidushim in Torah in every single generation. Now, of course, the Tzadik Ador is the embodiment of Moshe. Who he is, we don't know. Only the Tzadikim know who that is. But it doesn't just mean only him. It means that all the Rashi Hador, who are considered to be the Manhigei Hador, it doesn't mean necessarily who we see are the Manhigei Hador. Wherever the real Manhigei Hador are, they are the embodiment of Klal Yisrael. And they are the nitzot of Moshe. And therefore, one of the ways for a Yid to have Emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by having a hiskashrus with the Tzadik Yadar. It doesn't mean you have to know them. It doesn't even have to mean that you learn their Torah. It's a mindset. It's an Emunah. It's an approach that a person is makasher himself to Moshe Rabbeinu. In fact, the Chassam Sofer writes that if a Yid would take a moment before he learns to be Makasha himself to Moshe, just to even think about that, to contemplate that, he would have more of a behirus in his learning. Because he is. So therefore, one of the ways of having Emunah, being Zeichet to Emunah, and this is B'derech Skula, right? You can't explain this as easily to a person as you can to others. But the Inyan of V'gam B'chol Yamin Olam is that Hashem gives an emunah to Moshe b'fach, that if a person is ma'amin in the Tzadik Yadar, and is ma'amin in the fact that the Kodesh Baruch Hu sends Moshe in every single door, and he sees Moshe Rabbeinu as my Rebbe then and my Rebbe now, he could be zeichet to emunah b'derech skula. That's the gam b'chol yaminu l'olam. And that's connected to the regular
Shlishi. Do you connect yourself to Moshe?
Mm-hmm.
Do you connect yourself to Moshe?
Yeah. In particular, this refers also to the limud of Sodas HaTorah. That although any limud of Torah will bring a person to Emunah, it's different than Sodas HaTorah. This is the difference between Yaakov and Moshe. We explained before that a person could be Zaycha to Emunah B'derech HaTmimus, which is the Derech of Yaakov, because it says that Yaakov is an Ish Tam Yoshev Ohalim. Yoshev Ohalim, of course, Chazal say means the Beis Medrash Hashem Be'eva. That by learning Torah, a person could be Zaycha to the Nekud of Yaakov, which is Emunah Tmimah. Because the Pasuk says, Torah Hashem Tmimah V'shivas Nafesh. The Torah is Tmimah, and it brings out Emunah Tmimah. And that comes from any limud in Torah, even Niglas HaTorah. And that's Yaakov. But as the Zayar says, Yaakov Milabar and Moshe Milagav. That Yaakov is on the outside and Moshe is on the inside. Which means that in the sense that by learning Niglas HaTorah, a person can be Zayche to Emunah Tmimah. By learning Pnimis HaTorah, he can be Zayche to a deeper Emunah, which is the Emunah of Moshe. By learning the Sodas HaTorah. Because after all, Moshe Rabbeinu is the Moshe HaTorah. So you find in the Zohar HaKadosh that there's many sections in the Zohar which are called Raya Mehemna, the faithful shepherd. Which Rav Shimon tells us is that whenever he speaks, he quotes Raya Mehemna, it's Moshe Rabbeinu talking. Moshe is called the Raya Mehemna. And there's sections in the Zohar which are that. And of course, Rav Shimon himself was a Nitzitz of Moshe Rabbeinu. But a person is Zohar to a deeper sense of Emunah by learning Sodas HaTorah, which is the Chelek of Torah which Moshe Rabbeinu is most responsible for. In the sense that he puts himself there more than anywhere else. And Bifrat by learning the Shemos HaKadosh, the Chelek of Pnimis HaTorah which pertains to holy names of Hashem, that has a special association with Moshe. Because we find that Moshe Rabbeinu many times, he has a very big asek in Torah when it comes to names. Using names of Hashem. When he kills the Mitzri, he uses the Shema Kadosh. Right? The staff of Moshe has the Shemoso, Shemos HaKadosh, the Tzach, Hadash, Becha. Moshe has a very big inyan with Shemos. The word Moshe, the Osi, is Hashem. Yeah? He uses the Shemos HaKadosh. So that chilek in Pnimis HaTorah, which has to do with Shemos HaKadosh, that also has to do with Moshe Rabbeinu. That a person is mekasher himself to the Nekuda of Moshe b'yeser sa'is. Even more so. So there are many ways to connect to Moshe, and that in itself is a bechin of Emunah, that a person can have dveikus with his Emunah through this shevil and derech called Moshe, by attaching himself to these ways of Emunah. That's called v'gam b'cho yaminu le'olam. And then there's the Derech of Aaron, the Moon of Aaron, which is connected to the left leg. The Inyan of Aaron HaKohen, first off, is that Netzach and Hod, which are the two legs, they always go together. So therefore, right off the bat, we see that what pertains to Moshe on some level also pertains to Aaron HaKohen. What that means is that it's Pnimi. It has to do with Sodas HaTorah. What Aaron HaKohen brings to the table when it comes to Emunah is that it's shaykh to have Emunah through the Mid of Aaron HaKohen. The Mid of Aaron HaKohen, of course, as we all know, is that he was an Oif Shalom Verodei Shalom. But if a person makes himself the Achdus and the Reyes and Klal Yisrael, the Yidden come together, that creates Emunah and Klal Yisrael. When Yidden sit together, it's not sitting together, you know, like by the Goyim do. It brings out Skulos of Klal Yisrael. The whole Indian of Aaron HaKohen was that he was an Ori Shalom, Verodi Shalom, that he put Achdus as the essence of his Avodah and Avodah Hashem. How is he even zeichet to the Kohen Gadol? The Medrash says, it says, V'ro'acha v'samach b'libo. That when he saw and when he knew and heard that Moshe became the Manhig Yisrael, even though Aaron himself was the Manhig beforehand, he was the Navi for Yisrael. Hashem says, the Medrash tells us, that the heart which rejoices over his friend's godless, this is the heart which is right to wear the Ummatum. That was his whole avodah. Take a look at Avos Rav Nasan, the extent that Aaron HaKohen went to make shalom between people. The mysterious nefesh that he had for that. The whole Indian of the Kehanim is Levarech as Amo Yisrael Biahava. As the Pasuk says, Ish Emunos Rav Brachos, the man of many Emunos, he has Rav Brachos. He's the one to be Zeichat the Brachos. Aaron is called the Ish Emunos. Because by sitting, by bringing Yidden together, the more that Yidden come together, the more that the Emunah comes out with their school within Yidden. That's in Aaron HaKohen. And there's many, many more chazal which talk about the mysterious nefesh that Aaron HaKohen had when it came to making Shalom and Yisrael and Achdus and Klal Yisrael. It's like a mikveh. Like the Vort of the Yehudi HaKadosh, Vayakel Moshe. Vayakel is gematria mikveh. He says that when Yidden come together, Achdus, it's mitar them like a mikveh. It brings out B'derech Skula. You can't explain how a mikveh works. How a mikveh is so amazing. It just is. It brings out the essence of what a Yid is all about. And that's the same thing when Yidden come together. It brings out the kishkas, the pnimius, the nekudas skulios of Klai Yisrael. That's why it's called Hod. Right? Hod means that a person, he's machnia himself. When Yidden are machnia themselves one to the next, that brings out the Emun of Aaron HaKohen. Whereas Moshe is Netzach. Netzach is, it's dominant. It's very high. You're always pushed forward. That's the Madig B'Yisrael. You can connect to Moshe, and you connect to Aaron. And they're not dependent on each other. So therefore, you know, when we think about, you know, Yidden getting together, let's say by a tish, we think of like, you know, the Tzaddik is sitting at the head, and then the Chassid and the Yidden who are sitting around. Those are two things which are taking place. They could be separate from each other if need be. Right? That's a combination right there of Moshe and Aaron together. And they usually go together because Moshe and Aaron are inseparable. Which is why, like, if you have a get-together, you say to yourself, oh, I wish there was a tzaddik here. Or if you're sitting with the tzaddik, you say to yourself, oh, I wish there was an oil in here. Right? Because you feel like they should go together, and we're so used to them going together. But they don't have to. You could be makasha yourself to Moshe, to the tzaddik adorah, and not have a whole chever there. And you can have a chever without having to have a tzaddik. So it doesn't have to be that way. One's Aaron and one's Moshe, but they usually go together. But they don't have to go together. They each bring out their own schools of emunah, and they each have their own dveikas, but of course if you have both, then dveikas bechatlayim. Much more geshmak. So that's Moshe and Aaron. How to bring out b'derech pnimius, whether it's through the achdus of Aaron HaKohen, or through the hiskashus of the Gamach Aminu La'olam and Moshe, it's able to squeeze out emunah in Yidden through those two ways. It's getting a little late, so maybe we'll save this for next week. There's also the emunah of Yosef and David. Emunah of Yosef and David. How to squeeze out these emunahs, Yosef and David. Should we stop? No?
Mm-hmm.
You have to go, David?
No, I don't have to go. Do you have to go?
No. Okay, fine. We'll do Yosef and David. Yosef, which is, of course, as we go lower in the Kohen Shlema of Klal Yisrael, he also brings in Emunah, and that's the Inyan of Yosef HaTzadik. The Inyan of Yosef HaTzadik is the Inyan that a person has a moon in himself. As an ish prati. In his own godless of who he is. And what that means is that a person needs to know that he has a neshama which Hashem gave him, which is unique. That a person could say about himself, I am an ish prati. I am a yochid. And nobody else is like me. The emunah in that nekuda, that I'm a yachid, I'm unique, I'm yuchad, and that there's nobody else like me, even in Klal Yisrael. That although we may share similarities as a nation, that there's an akuda within me which is unique, that's called emuna siyasef, which is the emuna in oneself. The power vested in me, what I'm able to accomplish because of this neshama, which is me. This is different than Yisrael. Yisrael is the neshama klalius of B'nai Yisrael. It's the chelik of the neshama of which everybody is equal there. That everybody says about himself, who are you? What shiva are you from? Doesn't matter what shiva you're from. Are you Yisraeli or are you not? Yes, I'm Yisraeli. That's Elokei Yisrael. But this goes beyond Shvatim. This goes into the individual himself. That's called Yosef HaTzadik. That I am a tzadik, the amich kulam tzadikim. Each one is uniquely a tzadik. And it's the belief in myself that although I may have pegamin and I may have chesronos, there's the emunah in oneself that I am be'etzim a tzadik. And because of that, I can bepoil many great things depending on how much I want to accomplish. And this was the Midah of Yosef. I spoke about it on Shabbos and Shal Shudas last week, a little bit about this. That when the brothers, with their altercation with Yosef, when they said, Yosef, you're a dreamer, the reason why you're having dreams like this of Malchus is because this is what you're thinking all day long. You just want to rule over us. They were saying good. They knew exactly what they were talking about. Yosef was a dreamer. He dreamed about being king. And not like they thought, for his own malchus, for his own shame. It was in order to do the Ratzon Hashem. He looked at the world and he said, look at the Chilul Hashem in this world. Who's going to step in? And he said, I'm going to step in. And his Ratzon of making Kiddush Hashem in the world was so great, it was so powerful, that it was poil nevuas. That it concretized into mamish being a nevuah, those chalomos. And there was nothing they could do to stop it. As much as they tried to bury the dreams, they had to realize them to be mudah. These were not dreams. They may have started off as dreams, but they became the vuas because Yosef is the emunah. That if a yid's ratzon is so strong, he can mamish create mitzvahs in this world which can't be broken. So therefore, the emunah of Yosef, the derech avoda, is emunah in oneself, that if my ratzon is strong enough, I can mamish repoil things with emunah. It's the emunah beprat, in myself. Now notice the hishtalshelus of the emunah. Whereas the emunah of the chakir in Avram, which is an emunah in chakira, right? Chakira is open to everyone, even to goyim. Even a goyim can come to the recognition that there's a bayir in this world. Avram was a goy before he became a yid. Any goy can look at the world and say, "Listen, there's a bayir. I made the chakira. I hit it on the bullseye." The second you go to Yitzhak and you talk about Messiah, they're gone. You're not in anymore. And then from there, it gets more and more and more limited. It gets more and more limited. Yaakov is for everybody. Nashim and Ketanim. It's much harder for people to access their neshama, which is Elokei Yisrael. And then from there, to make a hiskashrus to Tzadiki Yisrael. Right? You don't hear children and women talking about such things. Right? Or understanding the inyan of Achdus B'Yisrael, how you can squeeze Achdus out of B'nai Yisrael and squeeze out Emunah just because you're sitting with Yidin. How does that make sense? And then you get to Yosef, it becomes even more individualized. It's becoming more prati. I can't explain to you, you have no connection to me per se, in the sense that I have an emunah which is poil baratzon. You also do, but mine, you don't have a shaykhus too. But you see how it's going from klali to prati as we go down? That's the seder of the hishtalshulas of emunah. That's how the ador v'dor emunah said, that as the doros go on, there's a hishtabchus. In emunah. And emunah is becoming more rich as it goes along. It's becoming more pnimi, and as it becomes more pnimi, it becomes more central to the nekuda pnimi atmi within the person. Then you come David HaMelech. David HaMelech is machadish in emunah. This is an emunah which is very different than the ones before. And you're thinking to yourself, well, if you've gotten to the mamash, the nekud, the pnimi of a mensch, then what emuna is there beyond this? And this was the great invention of David. And this is why he was so near Duff. Because the emuna of David falls into a category, bifnei atzma, which is the whole shita of David HaMelech's life. When we speak about David, of course we speak about Malchus, And I just want to point out just before we go back there, that when we speak about the inyan of Yosef, we speak about the nekuda pnimi afmi within a yid, the skula, of course, to bring that out is shmiras habris, tahara and kedusha. But the more tahara and kedusha a person has, the more he's able to bring out the power of that will of tzadik goyzev akadosh baruch hu mekayim. That when ratzon is very strong, Hashem will make it happen. Concretize those ratzonos into nevuos. That has to do with shmiras habris, and that's even more perplexing to people. What? Because you're shmiras habris, that's going to give you like special powers in your ratzon. It's even more difficult to understand than the inyan of achris. There's power in numbers, but when it comes to an individual, because he's shmiras habris, it has such a chain in the eyes of Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's called the sod. That's the sod. The sod of the bris. But it has a chain by Kadosh Baruch Hu that if a person is a shmiras habris, has a chain in Hashem's eyes, and Hashem says, "I like you. I like you extra." And that your ratzon is going to be part of it. That's an important point not to skip over. Coming back to David, you know David, the chiddush in the derech of David HaMelech in Avoda is the idea of what the Zohar calls less lay migarmei klum. Migarmei means the atzmius of David HaMelech. David HaMelech says, "I have no atzmius at all." David looked at the nekuda of Yosef inside himself and says, "I don't have any Yosef in here." That even my nekuda of Yosef, that's really just a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is a very deep secret.
Take it one step further.
Takes it one step further. He takes his atzmius one step further, that he abolishes mevatel atzmius lagamre.
It's not for others, it's for Hashem. As in, Yosef was wanted to be a king for others.
Like
he wanted it for Hashem. He wanted it for Hashem also, but, Yosef.
No, like there are separate entities, though. But David HaMelech is saying there is no other entity.
There's even the nekuda atzmi, even my nekuda atzmi. We can't be ma'arech on this. It's mamash asot. You can't understand it. It's mamash asot. That even the nekuda atzmi of that which Hashem says to a person, you have a nekuda pnimi called you, which is your special neshama prati. David HaMelech says that even that neshama prati is really just a Kadosh Baruch. He sees the pnimis of that. He sees the pnimius of the pnimius. He says, "Less than you're gonna make them. I have nothing of myself." How that translates into emuna is David HaMelech says, "I don't have any emuna. I don't have any emuna." Now, what does that mean? I have no emuna. Well, take a look at how David HaMelech refers to emuna every single time in Tehillim. David HaMelech is speaking. And pick up on the theme. David HaMelech says like this, for example. He says, "Hashem, idea emunascha b'fi. I will make known your emuna by my mouth." Let's go weiter. He says, "Ad shchakin emunasecha. Your emuna goes all the way up to shchakin. Emunascha b'avadon. Your emuna is in avadon. It's fallen to the depth." What's the tzad shava here, Hashem? And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to David, Hashem says, "V'chazdi ve'emunasi imo." My chesed and my emuna is with David. What's the difference between this and everybody else's emuna? The difference is that David HaMelech not once in Tehillim ever mentions anything about my emuna. Everything is always about Hashem's emuna. Hashem's emuna. Hashem's emuna. David HaMelech says, "I have no emuna of myself. Whatever Hashem believes in, that's what I believe in. That's my emuna. I don't have any emunah of myself, of my own. I take Hashem's emunah to be my emunah. Whether it's Hashem's emunah in me, or whether it's called the secret of emunah, whatever that emunah is." David HaMelech says, whatever emunah is invested in Klal Yisrael, all I want is Hashem's emunah. Less than me, God make one. That's my emunah. And that's the secret of what it says in Tehillim. Hashem says, "Nishbati, nishbata ledavid be'emunasecha. You swore to David with your emunah." Hashem gave his emunah over to David. That's what it means, last time in Gemara. Even emunah I don't have my own. That chiddush of David HaMelech, as he says himself, "V'soich libi emunasecha." Your emunah is in my heart, David HaMelech says. That chiddush in emunah is the gewaltige chiddush of David HaMelech in the derech of emunah. Now it's a secret. It's a secret. It's very hard for a person to understand. What it means, b'derech avoda, we'll explain momentarily. But because it's a secret, what that means, that a person says, "I don't have anything of myself, even emunah I don't have in myself, I'm completely dependent upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that? What does that mean? What does that mean until I'm zocheh to that? Right? If you just took David HaMelech's emunah in a vacuum, you would bring upon yourself many, many kashas. And that's why David HaMelech was a big nirdaf. Big nirdaf. And he says about this emunah, b'emunascha b'avodah, and so David HaMelech spent his life in avodah, being chased, run after. He said, such a chiddush. He said, such a chiddush, nobody can understand. They wanted to bury him alive for such a chiddush. Can't go into the details of it. But because it's a big chiddush, it needs a big shmir. It's a secret. It's mamash a secret. That's why you find that by Avram and David HaMelech, we say about them something we don't say about anybody else. We say Mogin Avram and Mogin David. Why dafka by Avram and David do we say Mogin, that they have a special shmir, a special shield? Because it's based upon what we said last week. That the chiddush of Avram Avinu in the way of Emunah, which is the derech of Chakira, is a very, very dangerous way. Very dangerous way. We don't do it. We don't practice the derech of Chakira unless a person is very, very strong first in the Emunah of Yaakov. Like we explained, Yaakov asher podes Avram. Yaakov is pode Avram. Meaning first you have to have that tmimas, and then you can start to think about Chakiras, etc. But because Chakira itself is so dangerous, we have to say about it Mogin Avram.
Why is it so dangerous?
The person can very easily lose. He can have lots of kashas and sveikas and then not understand the real emunah.
Right, if you think too much into it.
Yeah. And the same thing is true with David HaMelech. This secret of the idea of this chiddush of person that's saying about himself, I don't have emunah. I don't have emunah? What are you, a koifer? Are you a koifer? Right? That needs a big shmir. It's a sod. And it means a shmir. So Mogin David about that. Because on the one hand, which is the highest seichel, which was at Magen Avram, which is the beginning where we started from, and David, which is at the bottom, which is the lowest, these two extremities, everything which is an extremity, always needs a shmir. So you have to say about, on the one hand, Avram, and the other hand, David, Magen. They need a special shield. Special Magen there. Happens to be two times Magen is the matriarch of Yaakov. No, it's not. No, it's off by four. It's off by four. This is the Chiddush of David. The way that a person is zocha to this secret of having Hashem's emunah is only b'derech matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem has to give it to you. It belongs to Him. It's His matana. And the only way to be zecha to the matana is through tefillah. Like David HaMelech said, "Ba'ani tefillah, I'm the man of tefillah." Tefillah is the idea that I have nothing of my own. Everything is dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I ask Him and He gives to me. That's what the Lashon of the Zayir is. Im lo yohev le seichel, if Hashem does not give you the seichel, halo yochel leminda emuna delay. You cannot understand His emuna. Emuna delay. It has to be given to you. It can only be b'derech matana, such a seichel, to understand what it means. Emuna so shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's my emuna, nothing else. Maisa, is that so practical for us? Not necessarily, because we have many treasures of Emunah. We have his kashas to Moshe, we have his kashas to Aaron. David was being koveya the derech and Emunah, and so therefore he took it on completely in order to give it to Klal Yisrael. But we have many, many ways of Emunah. Like we said before, Emunah is the tachlis. Emunah means dveikus b'Hashem, b'Hashem tov taitches Emunah. That's why his name is Yisrael. Yisrael is the inyan of the Emunah of Yisrael, that we spoke about before, the neshama, Kali of Klal Yisrael. So David HaMelech says, Derech Emunah B'chayti, all the paths lead to Emunah, which is Dveikus. They all have a certain sense of Dveikus. But we have at our disposal all of them. But B'chrat, the Emunah of David, is very nogiyah to us, more than what we realize. We live in a time now, which is the key in that which the Pasuk says, Hastir Astir Panai. As of Nachman teaches and the Baal Shem Tov really teaches, Hastir Astir means it's a double Hastir. It would be hard enough if we knew that there was Hashem and we knew Bevadot, but we just couldn't see Him. But to be in such a thick gullus that the veil is so thick, that not only do we not see Him, but we have even sveikas that He's even there. That's the degree of the Emunah, how endangered the Emunah is Bizman Hazeh. Of that, David HaMelech says, that's why my Emunah comes in extra special. When we live in such a time where it's so hard to be able to attach ourselves to anything in terms of Emunah, whether it's the Masayra, or the Chakira, or to the Neshamas, or the Tzadikim, or Achdus, and everything which we do, we feel dry. Everything is Yavesh. If David HaMelech was machadish this emuna for a door like this, ba'achar sayamim, which is that if a person feels dry in every angle and avenue he takes with the tzaddikim to find emuna, to squeeze out a little bit of dveikus, David HaMelech says, then you just ask Hashem for his dveikus, for his emuna. You daven. And then you be zechet Hashem's emuna. It's almost like the times now are conditioning us to be zechet to the highest emuna. We have no choice other than to be mispallah for the highest emuna, which is the emuna of David HaMelech. That's what you say about this chadim echa, by the way. You say chadashim labakarim rabba emuna secha. Hashem's emuna is called rabba. There's no other emuna which is called rabba. Only emuna Hashem. Hashem's emuna. That's called rabba emuna secha. How great is the emuna of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And dafka and echa, because more than any other time of year during the Bein HaMitzrayim, it's a zman where we're margish more than ever the haster aster panai. The katnus, how Hashem conceals himself during the Bein HaMitzrayim. And what that means is that it encourages us more than ever to be able to search for the emunah sabavadam, for the fallen emunah, for the derech of David HaMelech. To be mispallah that Hashem should give us the emunah. That's why dafka and echa we appreciate more than ever. How great Hashem's emunah is during these times of katnus amaychen. That we call it rabu munasecha. Like rav lachshavas v'yimekabacha, like we spoke about. That the emunah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes on a whole new kishmak and sense of importance during these times. That's what David HaMelech says, "Ve'emunascha balelos." What is your emunah shine brightest? Balelos. In the times of the thickest test upon it. And the Laila of Golos. That's the time where emunasa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David says this himself in Tehillim, "Ve'emunascha balelos." There's man of Laila, which is especially there 3 weeks, which is tremendous Laila. It's his man of Bein HaMitzrayim, that if the person is mishtadil, Mitz Hashem, you can be zeichet to this mantle, to this very high level of emunasa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's perhaps why Rabbe emunasecha is gematria achar sayamim. That's the zman which is mesubel most to be able to be zeichet to this Rabbe emunasecha. So on the one hand, when we think about his kashas to tzaddikim, now we learn in the svarim of the tzaddikim of the previous generation what it was like to sit by a tish of the great Rebbe, to see the great tzaddikim, to hear tirus from the great litvish rabbanim. We don't have that. We mamish don't have that. And we say to ourselves, we don't have all that. But on the one hand, it's the condition, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is conditioning us to realize that we could be zeichet to something even higher than that. If we realize that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting us in the matzav that we could be zeichet to Rabbah Munasecha because the galus is so thick and the laila is so strong. Who's to say that we can't be zeichet to something higher than that? And that's when we will. Evan Masu Habayinim HaYisadu Shpina. We'll be zeichet to that. And that's the times of Mashiach, which is the manifestation of that emunah. And we end off in Eicha. We say, "Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuv b'chad Hashemim k'kedem." We should be zechet to kedem. Right? Hashem should give us a tshuva. We should be zechet to the highest heights once again. Not that we understand the Rambam per se, because you can say it in many ways. But Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Yisrael, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, David, Vidavid is gematria, I believe. Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuv b'chad Hashemim k'kedem. Think. Didn't check it. But in Mitzvah Hashem, if a person is able to incorporate all the emunas, now that we understand that the Kol Mashleim of Emuna, Shbuzeich in Mitzvah Hashem very, very soon, to see the Kiyum of Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuv b'chad Hashemim k'kedem.
Amen.
Wow.